our work has had a happy result. But I want to stress that the effort would have been worth making regardless of the outcome of this trip. Risk of failure should never deter us from a worthy goal, and no goal is higher than that of genuine peace. In war, we offer our very lives as a matter of routine, and we must be no less daring, no less steadfast in the pursuit of peace. For more than 30 years, the nations of Egypt and Israel, who have been and who will be perpetual neighbors, have existed in a continual state of hostility. That hostility has exploded into combat 4 times, and each war has brought with it suffering and pain and the loss of life, renewed fear and hatred, and great danger for that entire region and for the world far beyond. But in the last 16 months, the way has finally been opened to peace. When I decided to make this trip, the peace negotiations, as you know, seemed to have reached a stalemate. After long hours of discussion in both Egypt and in Israel, proposals were made for resolving all the outstanding issues. All but 2 of these issues have been resolved with Prime Minister Begin and the Israeli cabinet. Less than 3 hours from now, the Prime Minister will present the remaining proposals to the Israeli cabinet for consideration. I have even left instructions to wake me up if the news is good. And I believe it will be. As you also know, President Sadat has already accepted all of the proposals. Therefore, we have now defined the major components of a peace treaty between the largest and most powerful Arab country, Egypt, and her neighbor and former enemy, Israel. There may be sharp internal debates before this process is complete, but the treaty that emerges can be the cornerstone of a comprehensive settlement, one that can bless with peace all the people who have suffered from the long, enduring conflict in the Middle East. The leaders of Egypt and Israel are now daring to break the pattern of bitterness and war. They are following the advice of the biblical proverb, when a man's way please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. In choosing peace, President Sadat and the Prime Minister of Israel, Prime Minister Begin, are venturing into the unknown. But they know that the United States of America will be with them as they begin to make peace a living reality for their own people. I'm thankful that the friendships between their countries, both countries, and the United States will now grow even stronger when our own 2 friends are friends with one another. Through private messages and public statements, many messages sent from Air Force One on the trip back here from Egypt, I am urging all other world leaders to support what Egypt and Israel have done, for it offers hope to all who love peace everywhere in the world. My friends, let me thank you again for coming out to greet us. I believe that God has answered our prayers.